October 2nd, Blessed Nicholas of Forca Palena, Confessor, Third Order. Nicholas spent the days of his youth in the practice of prayer and penance. After he had entered the Third Order and had become a priest, he labored for a time in his native city in a most exemplary way. Then he finally yielded to the strong attraction he felt for the life of solitude, and with several companions who were similarly minded, he repaired to a hermitage, first in Rome, then in Naples, and then again in Rome. When Pope Eugene IV heard of his sanctity, he entrusted to him the direction of several convents in Florence. But in time, Nicholas again returned to Rome, where he founded a convent and a church on the Ianiculum in honor of Saint Onufrius. Almighty God attested to the holiness of his faithful servant by signs and wonders. When Nicholas was 100 years old, he was called to his eternal reward. The year of his death was 1440. Pope Clement IV approved the veneration paid to him. Our goal in life. Our goal is in eternity. Nicholas had this truth ever before his mind. That is why he left the world, so that in quiet seclusion he could prepare for a glorious resurrection from the grave and a blessed eternity. He knew that the world passes away and the concupiscence thereof, but he who does the will of God abides forever. 1 John 2:17. There were some who shook their heads at the life he led, but he had actually chosen the better part. Let us frequently think of our goal in life. There is a twofold eternity. It will be either an eternity of blissful joy or an eternity of pain and torment. We decide our own eternity. What things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. Galatians 6:8. Every man is the author of his own fortune or misfortune. It was therefore holy wisdom on the part of Blessed Nicholas to direct his entire attention to achieving a blessed eternity. Is that the case with you? We may arrive at eternity quite suddenly, even this very day. You know not the day nor the hour. Matthew 25:13. It would be a terrible thing for us to find ourselves suddenly at the end of our earthly life without being prepared for it. In that case, the words of Holy Scripture could be applied to us. They spend their day in wealth, and in a moment they go down to hell. John 21:13. Prepare yourself in time. Prayer of the Church. O Lord, who dost point out to the wayward the light of thy truth, so that they may return to the path of justice, give to all confessors of thy name the grace to despise whatever is displeasing to this name, and to strive after those things which are agreeable to it. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Nicholas of Forca Palena.
Pray for us.
Thank you.